welcome. Before I get started, I just want to take some time and just really thank, I like Vance, as well as the whole coaching staff. It was, as you know, this is a long haul, and there's a lot that goes into this, and the coaching staff did a tremendous job, and so Vance, and I mean, you work together, and that's what it's all about that allows us to really get, you know, better. And so the coaching staff, Matt Russell, tremendous job, does a, you know, is great at what he does. And so Matt's been tremendous. Tom Heckert also, our pro director, was tremendous, as well as A.J. Durso, Jordan Dizon, and Brian Stark, our national scout, that, you know, they did tremendous job, as well as our scouts. And the scouts are the ones that are out on the road. They're the ones that are away from here and beating down the bushes. And that's Eugene Armstrong, Dave Bratton, Scott DeStefano, Klein Kubiak, Darren Muji, Nick Shirelli, Brian Chesson. And so they just, it starts with them. And so we cannot give them enough credit because they're where the process starts. So we thank them so much. Patrick Walsh and Evan Ostro work here in the building and work in pro and on the draft and did a tremendous job. So can't thank them enough. Greek, you know, all the medical that we have to do on all these guys and his whole staff, they do a tremendous job. Ray Jackson, who's our player development director, you know, has done a tremendous job also. So Mitch Tanney, Scott Flaska in our analytics department. And we started exploring that this year, and it was a big help. And so we look forward to that continuing to be a part of what we do. Mark Thews and Mike Sullivan also have done, you know, a tremendous job. So I really like to thank those men. And then Pam Papsdorf, who kind of keeps everything under control. So, you know, it's a long process. It starts next year. It'll start on Monday. But I can't thank these people enough and their hard work. And it allows us to have the class that we had this year and allows us to continue to stack these draft classes to where we can be consistently good year in and year out. And that starts with these people. So I just, you know, just want to really say thank them so much and appreciate all their hard work. So with that, you know, I'll open it up for some questions.
John Vance, you get the tight end and Jake Budd falls to you in the fifth round. Were you surprised? Not surprised, but what led to that selection? Certainly value there. And it looked like you really bulked up on special teams. Was Brock Olivo up there pushing some buttons? Or?
Well, I mean, I think that was one thing that we wanted to do going into this draft is, you know, we concentrated on guys that could, you know, play their position very well, but also be contributors on special teams. And then, you know, we wanted to find some returners. And that was also an important thing to us. And so we were able to cover all those bases when it comes down to the players that we got. And so, you know, and then Jake falling to the fifth, we were fortunate he was there. You know, obviously, the tight end position we felt was probably a position of need for us. And so, and plus with, you know, with Jake's injury that, you know, it pushed him down. And so we were very fortunate to get him that far, in the fifth round. So we're excited about that to be able to get him. We thought May. No, I'm joking. He doesn't know that. No, I'm kidding. No, we're thinking August, September is what we thought. So, you know, once we get him in here, Greek will take a look at him. We'll figure out what that timeline is. We know that, you know, it's going to take him some time. And so we're going to make sure that, you know, we get him healthy and he's right before we, you know, push him into anything. So, you know, Greek will take good care of him.
For both of you, can you just talk about how you vetted Chad Kelly and what kind of assurances you wanted from him moving forward and why you made the pick?
I called his uncle, and he said he's a good kid. I said, okay, that's all I need. Jim, I trust Jim with that. But, you know, I think that obviously there's been some history there, you know, we felt comfortable that you know, Chad understands, you know, what he's been through you know, is ready to take this step and realizes, you know, the step that he's taken, it's, you know, it's got to be a little, it's different than it was when he was in college. And so, you know, we're full of confidence that Chad's going to be able to come up here you know, understand the situation that he's in. But you know what, the one thing about him, he's a great competitor. And I think that, that's what we're really excited about him. And you know, he makes a lot of plays and takes some chances. But you know, he's a great competitor. So, and he's got, you know, great lineage. You know, I did talk to Jim today, and And, you know, obviously Jim was very high on him as we were. So we're thrilled that he was still there. I didn't think he'd get there where we were, you know, at 353, but we were happy he did.
Well, you know, he was my favorite quarterback in the draft. You know, he beat Bama twice, and that's tough to do, you know, as a college quarterback. He's a tough guy. He's smart. You know, he's made some childish mistakes in the past, but, you know, he's learned from those things. So I'm comfortable with him.
Hey, Vance, a couple of weeks ago you spoke about wanting to add juice to the offense.
Yes.
With these guys, the speed they have, how well can they all fill that need?
We've added speed. With Henderson at receiver in the slot, I mean, he's a rack machine after the catch. You know, with McKenzie as a returner and also a slot player, I mean, he's a 4-4 guy. He's dynamic with the ball in his hands. And D'Angelo Henderson, you know, as a 5'9", 200-pound guy, 4'4 guy, I mean, he's got great burst. So, you know, our goal going into the draft was to add speed, you know, especially speed in the interior of the offense. You know, we've got those two guys outside, and most teams going to play you in bracket or, you know, or shell coverage. So you have to have guys inside to attack linebackers and attack the slot players. So that was accomplished, you know, with Carlos and D'Angelo and Isaiah McKenzie. So I'm excited about that. We've added some real speed to the football team.
I guess for both of you guys, you talked about Chad Kelly off the field, on the field. Where's he at health-wise? When do you expect him to be ready to roll? And how realistic is his chance to compete against Trevor and Paxton in the short term? What's the timetable there?
Well, he's got the thumb, so we think it's going to be August. He's an August-September guy, too. So realize it's going to take him some time to get healthy. So we're in the process of we'll bring another arm in until Chad's ready to go.
Just you've said in the past you would prefer to have returners who could play another position. Do you think McKenzie can give you something on offense too?
Oh, absolutely. We think that he can do a lot. I mean, he can carry the ball, and so you know, he'll be the fifth, you know, probably a fifth that can do a lot of things on the offensive side. So that's a luxury to have, and so that's why, you know, it was important for us to get him and to get up there and, you know, to make sure we could secure him the bottom of the fifth. So because we knew he could do that, the value brought on the special teams, but also, you know, when you have only 46 spots on Sunday, they're valuable. And so to be able to have a guy that can do as many things as he can do at that speed, you know, was very valuable to us.
Yep. John, yesterday you said there was a lot of activity at the start of the second round. Today, in the beginning of the draft, you made a few moves. Can you talk about those moves?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, we thought in the fourth, you know, what we did is we made a deal with San Francisco to trade our bottom of our fifth comp pick to with the Capri Bibs to, you know, we thought we had enough picks, and so therefore wanted to move that, pick up a four next year, kind of spread them out a little bit, and then we had an opportunity to move back, and so we did that. You know, I think we went back 19 picks. I'm trying to remember who. Oh, we went back with Cleveland. So we moved back 19 picks, and we're still able to get Jake, and then we picked up that fifth again in the bottom of the round that we had traded away for the fourth next year. So we're really kind of happy how that all worked out. We, you know, essentially picked up the fourth, you know, coming up next year. So we're happy with that move. Secure McKenzie. And that was with actually. Then we moved up with Green Bay, but to get McKenzie, moved back and with Cleveland, and we got Jake out of that. So it felt pretty good about it. And plus, we were able to spread it out a little bit and get the fourth next year.
Yeah, for both Vance and John, it seemed like this was a draft where you had a lot of attitude in these guys. I mean, Bowles will fight anybody. Walker was ticked. He went the eighth pass rusher. Chad Kelly, the quarterback, mixes it up. I mean, yeah. Is that a trait that maybe you were looking for in guys?
Absolutely. I mean, you want guys who love to play and hate to lose. You know, and you know, these eight guys we picked this weekend, you know, all fall in that category. I mean, they want to win, they hate to lose, and they're tough guys, you know. But all good kids, you know, so we're excited about that. But it's an attitude game, you know, and you have to acquire guys with those attitudes. You know, you can't hope. You know, that players have that. You know, you have to go find those guys with that certain attitude.
Yeah, do you think you get all the undrafteds today?
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on it now. So anticipate having that, anticipate being at 90 here before too long. Yeah.
And you said you would add another quarterback?
Yeah, we'll add another one. Yeah, because Chad won't be ready. Okay. So, yeah, we'll add another quarterback and until Chad's ready.
John or Vance, with the guys that you drafted today, is the message out to Cody Latimer and Benny Fowler that, hey, those jobs are completely open for competition? What kind of message did you send to those guys today?
Well, it's for every player. You know, on our football team, you know, every job, it's always open. You know, between OTAs and training camp, it's a competition. You know, everyone's fighting for their jobs, and it's the NFL. You know, it's our sign over here. You know, iron sharpens iron, so it's all about competition here. You know, so every year we're going to acquire players to make our team better. You know, and if they can't make our team better, that means the guys we had already, you know, are good enough. You know, so it's important to bring in guys every year. You know, to make guys compete for their jobs every year. That's important.
And I think everyone's aware with the NFL, you know, obviously that happens every year, and there's a draft every year. And so, I mean, anybody that's been associated with the NFL or plays in the NFL as a player or even a coach, everyone understands that, you know, it's what you do each year. And, you know, there's always competition there, and there's always someone there's always somebody trying to take your job. So, you know, that's what, you know, makes the NFL with the NFL. And it's why we want great competitors, you know, because if you get great competitors, that we'll get the best out of them.
John, last year, Gotsis. This year, you had two guys with knee issues. Is there a greater confidence here in the training staff than you think around the league?
Well, obviously, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Greg, and you know, especially with him working on me for 16 years. So, no, he knows me inside and out. So that's why, you know, what he tells me, I believe. And so, you know, when you look at it, you know, we got Butt, and then with Chad. I mean, I think, you know, sometimes you have to take, you know, if they're hurt and you think they're good players, and, you know, and Jake's not even close to the fifth round if he's not hurt, you know, so sometimes that's where you can get good value. And, you know, if you're willing to be patient with them and give them time to get healthy, then you've got a darn good football player. And so if you can think a little bit in the future instead of just right about now, you know, then you have a chance to pick, you know, a player like Jake Butt up in the fifth round that, you know, probably could have been the end of first round or a second round pick. And so to get that value, we have to be patient too.
This is for both Vance and John. You know, a couple years ago, Dante Fowler and Jeff Hierman here got hurt right at the rookie mini camp. And Vance, I know Goose did a little something different. Can you just speak to your philosophy of what you'll do in the next couple weeks, integrating these guys in slowly? And John, could you also address kind of that shift in philosophy there?
We're going to have a rookie orientation a week from Thursday, and it's not going to be all football. It's going to be more just helping guys get acclimated, you know, to the NFL, you know, more meetings, some lifting, some running, but not a full-scale, you know, team practice, you know. So, you know, and in my opinion, it's tough for guys to you know, train for the combine, you know, for 3 months, and then, you know, show up and have a full football practice. That's when guys get hurt. So, you know, we're going to bring them in, have meetings, you know, lift them, run them, but not have a full-fledged practice. You know, and that should help guys, you know, kind of get accustomed to what we're doing. And then that Monday, go right into phase two with our veterans. So, you know, it keeps guys healthy, and it allows guys to come in and relax and kind of get accustomed, you know, to what we're doing. You know, as far as football.
John, you trade Bibbs. What went into that? And do you see D'Angelo Henderson, you know, competing to make a team? And it still looks like he's a body type similar to C.J. Anderson. I guess, what did you see from him?
Yeah, I mean, he is similar. I mean, he's, you know, I think 5.07.4 or something like that. He's 205 pounds, 206 pounds, but, you know, ran 4.44, 4.45, something like that. So, you know, he's an explosive young guy that we thought that, you know, could help us coming out of the backfield. You know, it was a good opportunity. The Niners were interested in Capri, so, I mean, it was a good opportunity for Capri to go out there and, you know, because they wanted him to. And so, you know, it was a good opportunity for everybody. So, and if we were able to get a, you know, D'Angelo in the sixth that, you know, we could replace them with. And then we'll probably work on another CFA as far as a running back. But feel good about where we are in the running back position.
For both of you guys, talking about Jake Butt, do you see him as a tight end, as a guy who can be both the Y and the F, as John, you mentioned on Monday?
Yes. Obviously, again, if he wasn't hurt, guys, I mean, he would have been a, you know, top two round guy. As an inline blocker, he's very efficient. He's got great ball skills, great route runner. He was awesome in the red zone, you know, for Michigan the last two or three years. So, yes, I mean, absolutely. I mean, he can be a Y or a move guy for you, and that makes him valuable.
John, I know you're not going to divulge your secrets, but how close to the draft board did you guys stay or value in terms of where you took guys and where they were on your board that dropped back to you that you had slotted higher? I know you told us about Walker last night.
Well, I mean, we stayed to the board. I mean, that's what we've done, and, you know, we'll continue to do that. And I will tell you this year was we had, you know, usually, you know, you start getting into the fourth and fifth and sixth round, you got guys coming off the back board, but it was, you know, everybody was kind of spot on. Everything kept coming off that front board. So we felt pretty good how we had it stacked, and then we stayed true to it. So, you know, things fell well. We got some needs felt, you know, some needs filled, as well as the players that we wanted in those positions. So it worked out well. We're you know, proud of this class, happy with this class.
Final yeah. Two, Jeff, and then Nikki.
I'm just curious, how does it impact your decisions when you see a guy may have transferred? Is that something you factor in to want to know what happened?
If a guy's transferred?
If he goes from one school to another, does that impact your decisions at all?
Well, it doesn't. We just find out why. I mean, you know, those always go through the interview process and find out why somebody's transferred. So obviously, it's not. You know, you'd probably rather not see it, but there's a lot of situations that guys have to transfer, and it's not of their own doing, or it's not. You know, it's might be a situation where it's definitely the best thing for them. So to be able to dig in why they transferred, and you know, usually that settles it one way or the other.
In getting Jake, when he is healthy, what does that mean for Jeff Heuermann and the rest of the tight ends too?
It means he's going to have to compete. So, I mean, that's, you know, all those, you know, tight ends. And, again, as Vance has, you know, reiterated several times, it's about the competition. So, you know what? Everyone's going to make the team. They make the team. No one else makes it for them. They got to go make the team themselves. And so that's why it's up to them. And knowing Jeff and knowing those tight ends, they're going to come out and compete and do the best they can. Hopefully it's a situation where everybody gets better because of that. So, all right.
Yep. Thank you, guys.